Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
God bless you. God bless you. You are listening to Global Gospel. Stay tuned and be blessed. God bless you. Good afternoon. It is the 1 o'clock hour again, and you are listening to Global Gospel. I am your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus. So holy, meek, and mild. New life, new hope to all decree. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory to the newborn king. That was Mariah Carey. And like I said before, that was one of my favorite Christmas time songs. Jesus, what a wonderful child. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess one day that he is Lord. And so we are grateful about Jesus. And somebody said, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. And no matter what you're doing, you may be shopping, you may be cooking, you may be eating, but always remember that Jesus is the reason for this season. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. You can tell your family, your friends, your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. So we'd like for you to leave us a message, send us a friend request. We'd be glad to hear from you. If you need to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, and the zip is 11550. You can call us and leave us a message at 516-481-3187. If you desire or need to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. So give us a shout out. And this is the last Saturday before Christmas, so we do want to wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. We thank God for all of our listeners, those here that in the United States, those that are in Canada, those that are in India, Turks and Caicos, Germany, Jamaica, South Africa, Norway, wherever you may be. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you for your dedication and thank you for your listening. Our theme scripture here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus is the light of the world. And this is the season that has been set aside to recognize that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. And it was an Immaculate Conception. There is no other birth like the birth of Jesus. But most importantly, we have to know that he has, at some point, he needs to be born in our lives. And we thank God for Jesus, who laid the foundation, that he lived, that he was born, but more importantly, that he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. We do have a special guest today. Today we are going to be talking about the power of tears, and we're looking forward to that. So you still have a few minutes to let those that are not listening tell them that they can still join us. You can share us on our social media. So we thank God. We are going to go to break, and when we come back, I will be introducing our special guest, and you will be hearing from our very special guest. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We are here until the 2 p.m. hour. This song from Pastor Donnie McClurkin simply says, stand. And in a day and time like this, we need to stand. And having done all, to still stand.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. nothing left to do. You just stand wondering the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand and be sure. Be not entangled in that bondage of.
Back, there is so much to be said about our guest this afternoon, but I am just going to give a brief introduction, and we will hear more from her later, and certainly we will know who she is after that. Our special guest today is a licensed minister and elder who serves in many areas, including grief share, hospice, and prison ministry. She serves on the Fair Housing and other community boards. She is host of a radio show, Sisters Standing for Sisters, which airs on WKBY 1080 Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 12 midnight. She is the mother of Stephanie and grandmother of Simone. Catherine loves to travel, meet new people, and dine out. She is currently completing a degree in Christian counseling. Our special guest is Elder Catherine Marvell. God bless you, Elder. How are you this afternoon?
Hello. I'm doing well. I'm just excited. And first of all, I want to thank God for the opportunity. And I want to thank you for opening up your radio program to allow me to speak with your listeners. I'm excited. I'm just overjoyed to be your guest on today. Thank you for having me.
We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We know that you, as your introduction said, that you travel extensively. So tell us where you're from.
I'm originally from Virginia. I spent most of my adult life in New York, working at the Postal Service. And at the end of my career, the Lord told me to pack up and move back near my family. So I was in New York for like 40 years, and now I'm back. I'm back in Virginia now. I relocated back to Virginia.
Okay.
Hasn't been easy getting readjusted. I feel like I'm kind of out of place sometime, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better at being here. I miss a lot of my friends, but I still travel a lot. That's what I said. I travel a lot and visit. I visit a lot, and I travel with my friends sometime. And I had the opportunity last year to visit Israel, and that was awesome.
Wow, that is awesome to go to the Holy Land. We'll have to do another show on the Holy Land. I'm grateful that you are joining us from Virginia. And, well, I guess I'm biased because I'm New York born and raised, but there's only one New York. And they say New York is so nice, they named it twice.
I miss New York, and I do. I visit quite often. It's crazy, but I miss the hustle and bustle because it's quiet where I am. I miss the hustle and bustle, and sometimes I'll just come to New York and sit there on 34th Street by Macy's and just watch the people go past. I miss that.
Wow. But the awesome thing is that ministry can take us around the world, and
yes.
Wherever we go, we let our light shine. And, you know, wherever we go, God has a mission and purpose for our life. So you are, as we talked about, you are a gospel preacher, And we're going to focus, zoom in today. You are an author as well. Now, how did you go from being this big-time New Yorker to being an author?
It kind of flowed because I was doing ministry. In ministry, you know, you write and you're doing sermons and you're writing messages and you're praying and all of that goes with it. Writing goes with it. And this is actually my second book. I did 40 Days of Spiritual Crumbs, and that was a daily devotional for 40 days. And this, The Power of Tears, this came about because I was going through so many losses, and I was journaling, and I said, you know, I need to put this in a book, and this will encourage and enable someone else to know that whatever you're going through, you can make it through. You can. There's a bright light on the other side of grief. It was mainly about grief, and there's a chapter also in there about abuse. But I lost my mom, my dad, my stepson, and my late husband. And I was at all four of their bedsides when they took their last breath. So I said, if I can still stand through all of this, I need to put this out there so that others can see that you can make, with the Lord, you can make it through anything. And after you've done all you can, you stand and let the Lord see you through, because that's what he's been doing for me. He's been enabling me to still stand and still continue to do ministry, continue to still visit the sick, still continue to pray for people and speak wherever I get the opportunity and to have the radio show. I just thank the Lord for all that he's doing in my life. I get excited. He's just so good. He's just a great and awesome God.
That's an awesome testimony that you can stand through all of that and through all the grief and death. And sometimes those types of things just wipe people out. And especially during the holiday season, it's a blessing that you can be an encouragement to others. Hopefully that those that are listening, so many people get depressed this time of year. They get suicidal and down and out thinking about, you know, all the things and people that they have lost. But I think you said it, and we know that that's your theme song for your radio show, Pastor McClurkin says stand. And you know, the Bible tells us to stand, and having done all, to still stand. And certainly you can't, if you are, you know, if you've fallen just over in grief and stuff like that, you know, that's just a problem, you know, and you can't make it like that. But, you know, your book, and I don't want to talk too much about the book because we want to encourage our listeners to purchase your book. And I guess we'll tell them more later about how they can purchase your book. But in your book, you talk about just to pick out a few things, and we'll go back to the tears. You talk about relationships, parents, children, et cetera. And in this season, what do you believe that God is saying to us about those relationships and those connections?
During this season, I believe that God is speaking to us and asking us to forgive those in our lives. And sometimes people have gone on, they have passed on and gone on to be with the Lord, and we're still holding on to forgiveness, unforgiveness, bitterness, and things that we went through. And then there are people around us who we may have stopped speaking to when we had a loss. Or I just think the Lord is dealing with us and wanting us to forgive one another, forgive. And this season, forgiveness is heavy on my heart. And I just think that we need to make some phone calls and reach out to those that we haven't, those relationships that may have ended on a bad note, or, you know, people who need to hear from us and to know that we still love them. And we need to reach out with the love of Christ. And sometimes it's painful in our flesh. It's difficult for us to reach out to others. But I just think God is calling for us in that season, in this season, for us to be more forgiving of those who may have done something to us or may have offended us in a way. Maybe they didn't mean to. But I just think it's about forgiveness, forgiving one another. And I'd like to share a little bit. Can I share now about Grief Share and how I believe the Lord and help enable me to arrive at this point in my life that I can share this? I went through Grief Share. My former church in New Jersey had a Grief Share program, and they said, Kathy, when you settle down a few minutes, a couple of weeks after the funeral, they said, we want you to come to Grief Share. And I'm like, is this going to help me? I don't feel like doing this now. But I went, and I think it was one of the best decisions that I made in my life. I'm a big advocate for Grief Share or some type of grief counseling, because you need to understand what it is that you're going to be facing, what you're going to be going through. And some of the, it's a 13-week program, and it's a Christian church-based program. And you learn, is this normal? Some of the things that you're feeling and thinking in your mind, is it normal? The challenges of grief, the journey of grief, grief in your relationships. Why did this happen, God? Why did this person have to leave me? Then you have guilt and anger. You want to keep from getting stuck. There's a chapter on being stuck. The lessons that you learn in grief, because you learn a lot in grief, going through grief. And then you have the other side of grief. What happens? Am I going to heaven? Did my loved one go to heaven? And then you have, what do I live for now and what's next in my life? So with those being given to me where I could understand them, I understood some of the feelings. And don't get me wrong, I still have moments. It's not days. I have moments where I do still shed tears, but they're mostly tears of joy. And I want to say also to someone, your life has changed, not ended. Your loved one, you missed them dearly. And your life has changed, but your life has not ended. And God has so much left for you to do. And you, your loved one doesn't want you pining and sad. They want us to go on with life. And I know my late husband, I was with him for 4 months before he passed. I stayed by his bedside for 4 months. And we had conversations, and he said, Kathy, you're a good woman. I want you to go on with life. And he prayed for me that God would bless me in whatever I decided to do next, in whatever area. He said, whatever you do, I just pray God will bless it. And that's my word for someone today. Just do one thing differently. Just try to press your way out to do one thing differently. Visit some friends that you haven't talked to in a while. Call someone. Just reach out and do one thing differently each day. Excuse me. To get you out of where you are, because you still have life. Your life changed, but it did not end. The Lord gave me that revelation. My life changed, but it didn't end. There's so much more He has in store for us, and so much more that He wants us to do and to share with others, encourage others, uplift others, tell others about the love of Christ and how He brought you through what you're going through. And a lot of times, I know I'm going on and on, but I'm just excited and trying to get it all in. I thank God for what didn't happen. Thank God for what didn't happen, and thank Him for the little things that did happen. I thank God that my husband, the hospital, was near the house. I thank God that I was even able, I was healthy enough to take care of him during his illness. And there's so many things that, looking back, that we can thank God for and bring those happy memories over with us.
Right. And so I have a question for you. Maybe the listeners have the same question. Or as well. But was this something that took place overnight? That were you able to get over?
It did not take place overnight, but I'm saying I had the tools in the beginning. But no, I'm in my seventh year. I'm in my seventh year, and I still miss the person. You'll miss your loved one. You'll miss them, but there's a difference in your feelings for them, your love for them, and grief. You're not grieving and crying every day once you understand what has taken place and how God has enabled you to still be here, and you were there for your loved one. You had them in your life, and the joy that you shared with them, you're able to bring that joy over. And it's a transition. Like I said, it's been 7 years. It does not happen overnight, and no one can rush you through grief. It's not a rushing progress. You have to take your time, and you deal with it step by step.
Right, and that is so important to, like you said, it is a process, and it doesn't happen overnight. And so we have to, you know, be patient with ourselves, with each other. But at some point, it does, like you said, it doesn't have the same effect on your life as when it first happened. Now, if it has the same effect as when it first happened, then, you know, we may have an issue, and we are not properly grieving.
Exactly. There's a chapter there on being stuck, and it explains to you, like, just like you said, if you're still in the same place and dealing with the same issues, like you can't move forward, you're not going out, you're just sitting there, and your life is passing all around you, and you're not participating in life, then that means that there's a problem and you need to speak to someone or you need to get help. And a lot of people, and I was one of those who thought that, oh, this is not going to help me. I don't need to speak to a counselor. I don't need help. You know, I can pray this away. And prayer helps. Prayer is the main ingredient. You have to have prayer. But you go and you talk to someone. And a lot of times the things that we don't understand, or we may be blaming ourselves for something. And when we talk about it and we put each thing in its proper place, we process your relationship that you had with the loved one. Then you're able to take the good, you're able to take the bad and put it away, and you take the good and you move forward into other relationships with other people.
Right. Well said. Once again, to those that are listening in or just tuned in, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our special guest from Virginia is Elder Catherine Harvell, author of The Power of Tears. And our call-in number here in studio, if you would like to call in, shout us out. If you have a question about, tears or grief, you can call us at 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. That's how you call in. Or just a reminder that the show is archived. So if you missed the first part, immediately following the show, you can call in and listen to it in its entirety. We're going to break. Bishop Paul Morton recorded this back in the 80s, and he recorded it again, but it's still relevant. Your tears are just temporary relief. Stay tuned and be blessed. Bishop Paul Morton. Your tears are just temporary relief. They're expressions that in tears, we have tears of joy, as we talked about. We have tears of sorrow. Elder Harvell, let's talk a little bit more about the title of your book, The Power. Where does the power lie within our tears? How do we gain strength from our tears?
To me, I have been going through things, and it's like after you have a good cry and you release, it's like tears are a release. And tears, I believe that tears have a language all their own. The words that we can't formulate, we can't even express how we're feeling. We have to get those emotions out, and they come out in tears. Tears are words. Tears are prayers. And I believe that after we're cleansing, and they cleanse us of emotions that are blocking us. And I think there's power after we release. The power and the fullness, the joy of the Lord comes through after we have a good cry. And the Bible tells us those who sow in tears are reaping joy, and the Lord has counted our tears and put them in a bottle. So we know that we have power, and weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So after you've cried and you prayed and you fasted and you wept about it, and sometimes you can't even pray. You just cry, and I believe God hears that, and He gives us the power and the ability to move forward and do the things that you know that He would have us to do.
That's beautifully said, and that's not the first time I'm hearing this. I had a situation. A few years back, somebody had done something to me, blah blah blah, etc. And my aunt said to me, you know, you gotta let that go. She said, listen, you gotta get when you get in a situation and people do things to you, whatever. She said, listen, you need to have a good cry. Get in the shower, let it cry it all down the drain. Let it go down the drain and get rid of it. So certainly we are familiar. With tears, and sometimes it is easier, or society has made it easier for females to cry than for males. I think that's probably changing now. It's probably not as bad as it used to be. And even Michael Bazin, he used to be a radio personality, and he said, I think he had a book, Men Cry in the Dark, or something like that. So should people be ashamed to cry?
You know, that's one of the things I tell people all the time. You know, Jesus wept. And
that's
I
correct.
Tell people, men or women, you need to cry. You need to cry. And don't be ashamed to cry. When you have those tears and it's welling up there, don't try to push it back down. Let it out. Let it out. And that's one thing. If you're going through grief and you say, oh, yeah, I cry, I'm just tired, I cry every day, cry, because that's your release. You need to get it out. And after a while, there will be no more tears of sadness left. Those tears will turn into joy. Trust me in what I'm saying, because it happens. It happens, and you don't even realize that. But that's your healing. Your inner healing is taking place as you release those tears. Cry, yes, cry. If you need to just cry every day, cry, 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 and get it out. Don't be ashamed to cry. And hopefully you're around someone who will understand it. And if you're not, like you said, you just go in the shower and let it just come down, and, you know, just let it out. Let it out. Sometimes you can be in your car, you're crying, and sometime in the shower. You just go by yourself and let it out. And if you're not somewhere where you can let it out, they just roll down your cheeks. Sometimes I'm in the supermarket, and I'll think of something that I'll see something and it just triggers something that my late husband may have bought, or I'll see something that he brought home for me. And sometimes the tears, my eyes will well up, but those are now tears of joy because I have grieved already. I've grieved the loss. These are tears of me missing him and, you know, wishing that he was still here for certain things, but we know that's not going to be. And so the Lord gives us comfort through our tears.
Right. That's well said. And like you said, the Bible does say weeping didn't do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So everything isn't going to always be, we're not always going to have rain in our life, but certainly God does give us sunshine. And we have to know that he's the same God in the valley that he is on the mountain. So God does not change, and he works through the good, the bad, and the ugly. So there's somebody out there that needs to know more about this. How can they get a copy of The Power of Tears? You said you also have another book as well.
Another book, 40 Days of Spiritual Crumbs, and I'm working on that. I'm redoing it, and I'm redoing the cover. So
okay. This
one I have, The Power of Tears, is on Amazon.com.
Okay. So we do want our listeners to check out the book. So that's why we didn't tell you too much about the book. We just kind of gave you an overview because we do want you to purchase it and read it as I did in its entirety. And like I said, I did mention the male part. And in the book, there is a chapter, Men Do Cry. And so
yes.
It does, all bases are covered here for men, women, children, everybody. So because tears is just something that, you know, it affects us all. And I like you said, when you explained about men, you said Jesus wept. And that is probably, if I go back in my memory, and if many of us go back in our memory, that is probably one of the first scriptures that we memorize. I remember we had scripture shower. And so in John, we did learn that Jesus wept. And that was the easiest scripture to memorize if you need to recite a scripture. And I believe that is the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus
yes.
wept. I could be wrong, but I think it is.
Yes.
So Jesus wept.
It's two words, Jesus wept. That's the verse. Yeah, and the book can be ordered, and it's an easy read. It's a very easy read. I've had some people told me they had to put it down for a minute and come back to it. Some of the content takes you through some of my journey, my grief journey, my process. I was there, and being there with my loved one and the things that we were going through, the things that I was feeling at that particular time. And sometimes they had to put it down and come back to it. But some people told me they read it in one day. It's a short read. It's not something that is going to, you know, you're going to be crying and crying over. You can read it and get what you need to get from it. And sometimes you may go back and go through it. But I wrote this to strengthen those that are going through grief, just to let you know that you can get to the other side of grief. There is joy on the other side of grief, and you take those memories, and through every loss, there is some gain from it. The Lord closes one door and he opens another. You have new opportunities, and I want to share this. I have met so many people and made new friendships during my husband's illness and after his illness. The Lord has brought into my life. I'm just grateful for the friendships and the people that I met along the way who have been there for me. They look out for me. They call me. They check on me. And one person in particular was my late husband's nurse. she had gave me her cell phone number when he was sick, and I called her, and she said, get him to the hospital now. Tell her this was going on. Get him to the hospital. And it's in all of these years, every morning, every single morning I wake up, there's a message there from her to me. And when he passed, she said, don't let go of me. And I said, don't you let go of me. So I brought such a great friendship, and the Lord gave me another mother that I knew at the post office, and we talk every day. And he's just brought some new friendships. And I said, I don't know if I would have, I probably wouldn't have had these friendships had I not had the loss. So there's gain, and there's a lot that God still has in store for you, like I said, on the other side of grief. Nothing can replace your loved one, and you do miss them. You will forever miss them because they were a great part of your life. And the harder you grieve, the more that means that you were loved and you were in love. And it takes time to get over that. And some people never really get over it, but you get to the place where you can move forward with your life.
Right. And like you said, there is another side to the grief. And we thank God that there is joy in the morning. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And certainly the Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So certainly God does have a plan and purpose for our life. As you said, on the other side of grief, we're going to take a break. Once again, our number here is 619-924-0800. As we come to the close of the hour, we have about 15 minutes left. So you can shout us out still. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Mary said yesterday, I cried my last tear yesterday. And so we know that we can't keep crying over the same things over and over again. Things in life do change around, and there is another side to grief. There's another side to tears. Stay tuned and be blessed. Yesterday.
Or I may as well walk away. 'Cause
do have a caller. Well, we had a caller. Caller, call us back. Okay. God bless you.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
God bless you.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, who's calling?
This is Stephanie. This is Stephanie Roche.
Okay,
Stephanie.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sterling, Virginia.
Sterling, Virginia. God bless you. I've never heard of Sterling, Virginia, but I'm glad to have you online. Do you know our guest?
Hi, Stephanie.
Yes,
that's my daughter. That's my daughter.
God bless you. Thank you for shouting us out.
Yes. God bless you, too.
So what would you like to say?
I would just wanted to say God bless and thanks for having my mom on. And I know she has a good word for everybody. So thank you for letting the Lord use her.
We thank you for shouting us out during this season. Do you have anything else you want to say? Are you an author too, or are you working on it?
No, I'm not an author.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling. Once again,
okay.
You too. Merry Christmas. God bless.
Merry Christmas and God bless.
Once again, our number here in studio is 619-924-0800. You still have time to call in. You have about 10 minutes. 10 minutes to call in to Global Gospel. Our host, our guest afternoon has been Elder Catherine Harvell, and she's been sharing with us about grief and about her book, The Power of Tears, and how important it is to let it out. But most importantly, we have to get over and move on, because God has so much for us to do. And you work extensively with the community, correct?
Yes.
And what are some, and you have an African, and we didn't talk about this, but you are a radio personality, Sisters Standing for Sisters.
Yes.
So just tell us when we can listen to that.
I do Sisters Standing for Sisters every Tuesday at 1:30, and my 1:30 p.m. and my time changed from 12 midnight to 9. They moved me to a different spot at 9. I come on at 1:30. 1:30 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, every Tuesday. And I usually talk about some of the women in the Bible, and I talk about the relevance of today, of what happened then. And I try to bridge the gap in women and some of the things that we go through now and some of the pitfalls that we have and some of the challenges that we have on a daily basis. I try to cover a topic each week that can change the lives of my listeners. And that's what I was sharing with someone the other day. I said, I don't want people to just know me as a radio personality. I want the Lord to use me in a way that will bless lives, that will change someone's attitude about something, to change the way they're looking at a current situation they may be facing. I just want to give them another option or another way of looking at their lives. And I also give them an opportunity to come to know the Lord. I encourage them to join a Bible-based church, and I encourage them to pray and get their lives together.
Yes, we do have another caller. God bless you. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes. I'm on.
Who's calling?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, God bless you. Dorothy, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Do you know our guest on today?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
She's one of my best friends, my best and dearest friends. And I just want to quickly, when I got the news, we got the news that my husband had cancer. She was at work. Before I could get home and get to my door, upstairs to my, open my front door, she rang the bell with coffee and a Danish. Now, that's a friend. That's a friend. And I thank God for putting people like her in my life, who have been there and are still there for me.
Well, we thank you, Dorothy from Georgia, right?
Yes.
What part of Georgia?
Hello? On the outskirts of Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain? Okay, Stone Mountain. All right. I have family in Stone Mountain. So we thank you for calling in. God bless you. Mm-hmm. We want you to have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you. You do the same.
Would you like to say anything else before you go?
No, I just put a hole on the field to hear the rest of it.
Please. Okay. All right. So thank you.
Okay.
Elder Harvell, we are coming to the close of the hour, and certainly we thank God for Sister Stephanie calling in, Sister Dorothy calling in, for all of our listeners. I do, before you go, I do want you to offer us a word of prayer. And once again, we thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share with us and to share with our listeners around the world. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. Our guest has been Elder Harvell, and so we thank you for sharing your ministry with us. And as in the background, David Fraser said, God is doing something wonderful, something marvelous. And that's one of my favorite things, because we know that God is doing something all the time. And certainly we have to, it behooves us to be attentive, to have our eyes open and our ears open to see what God has in store for us, because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard all the good things that God has in store for us. Elder Harvell, can you just give us your final remarks and close us out in prayer?
Thank you for having me on, and I pray that something that has been said will bless your listeners, and have a Merry Christmas. And Father God, right now, I just want to give your name praise, glory, and honor. God, we just love you and we adore you, God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have been in the midst, oh God, of all that we have said on today, Lord God. And I pray that every listener under the sound of my voice, oh God, I pray that you would give them a renewed sense of purpose, oh God, and lift those who are grieving, God. Lift the heavy burden from them, oh God, and help them, Lord God, to go out and embrace the new, oh God, that you would break chains and break yokes and bondages from their lives, Lord God, and give them new opportunities, Lord God, and new doors, Lord God, and open and give them favor, Lord God, and heal their minds and their hearts, Lord God, where they've been hurting, oh God. And we just ask, oh God, that you would just do a new thing in us, Lord God. And we would just press our way forward, God. And in those moments when we don't feel like pressing, God, that you would just give us a boost of energy, God. Revive us, restore us, replenish us, Lord God, that we can move forward and do all that you would have for us to do, Lord God. We know that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives, Lord God, and help us to press forward, oh God, that we would reach that goal, oh God, that you have set for us, Lord God. And we just ask these and all blessings, Lord God. I pray a special blessing, Lord God, on Reverend Townsend and his ministry, Lord God, and all who would come through, all that he would interview on his radio broadcast. And, Lord God, I pray for sisters standing for sisters, that you will bless me and all those who come in contact with me. And may everyone have a merry and blessed Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we're grateful. You have been a blessing. And we thank God for Sister Dorothy and Sister Stephanie from Virginia and from Georgia for calling in and just being an encouragement to you and to me and to all of the listeners. And just to let you know, if you logged on a little late, you can immediately following the show, The show is archived, so you can listen at any time. You can listen today. You can listen tomorrow. You can listen next week. It is still there. We are going to end on this on a high praise. Miranda Curtis has a song. We're still in the Christmas season. Christmas is on Monday. Have a blessed, prosperous, Merry Christmas. Miranda Curtis has a song, and it says joy. And we want you to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. God bless you. Until next week at 1 p.m., have a good weekend and a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Hallelujah.
He brought joy.